This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
All right, welcome back. Clap it up. We're having a good time out here. There we go. Good time out here. There we go. Arguing a little bit back and forth. Somebody just walked in. Oh, we clapping out here. Okay, we clapping. I don't know what the hell we clapping for, but we clapping. No, come on out.
The drive is live.
It is live. And as we are on stop 7 of our Sports Radio 610 Crawfish Circuit, these two right here, double high five, they've been to all 7 stops. And they plan to go to all the rest of them if they can get off of work on time. But we're enjoying everybody who's come out. By the way, if you're just walking in the door, coming up, we are going to do this 2 more times. The next time is going to be in about 10 minutes. If you have just walked in, you can get a chance to win a $25 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors. All you got to do is sign your name, put it in a raffle box. We'll do that at the end of this hour. We'll also do it at 5 o'clock. Or you can do like this gentleman is doing right here and be our grand prize winner. All you got to do is hit that QR code. Our guy Shay is holding that up. Say hello to Shay when you get there. You have a chance to win a $500 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors and free beer for a year. So you can win that right there. All you got to do is use our QR code and have a chance to win. And at the end of our crawfish circuit, you will hear who that winner is. So come on out, have a good time, and enjoy things with us. Remember, as we are here at Stars Sports Bar and Grill, crawfish all you can eat, $30 all day long, $20 pitchers. You can't beat that. You can't pass that up. And if you have been listening to us, Clint can vouch for these. He has now had 4 pounds of crawfish. He said it's very, very good. I don't think he's done. I think he may get another 2 pounds in him.
I am not done.
He is not done. Maybe more than 2 pounds. But you can't miss this. He said, I ain't trying to tell you how to run your business. But $30, all you can eat, I don't know if I'd pull that trigger. But my man is gracious enough to do that, so come on out and do your thing.
I can tell you this. If you're out there and you're listening right now, again, if you're driving, if you own your couch, and I don't advise you get fired, but if you can break free.
It's 4:47. It's got to be that time.
I'm telling you, $30 all you can eat for these crawfish right here, that is too good of a deal to pass up. Maybe one of the best deals I've ever seen. Now, I'm a big eater, so I can eat him.
You can let him ride.
I'll be one of those guys where he's like, man, damn, I shouldn't have made that deal with this old boy. But
He's thinking about the Tylers of the world.
The crawfish are absolutely tremendous, and most importantly, which I'm not surprised, the beer is crackling cold.
It is. Tyler, how many can you put down right now?
How many pounds?
Yeah,
I'd start with at least 4 or 5.
That's good. He's not a big eater.
He's not. Yeah, I wondered. I thought he'd go 3.
I thought that's where he was at. Put some bugs away.
Shout out to our partners here, Academy Sports and Outdoors and Bud Light. The Bud Light girls are around here, and
got a
couple of goodies for you as well. So we appreciate them joining us as well. All right, Clint, this came out today. NBC Sports, Kurt Heelan, who is the lead NBA writer for NBCSports.com, he said the Houston Rockets are one of three teams, Clint. The Houston Rockets, the Oklahoma City Thunder, and the San Antonio Spurs that are interested and could be the front runners to making a move for Giannis. He said those three teams. I will give you the trade package that he is hearing and the players that the Rockets are willing to unload in this and what the Bucks are looking for in particular with the Rockets. But, Clint, and everyone, you can join on this as well, 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch as well. Which of those other two teams would concern you the most, Giannis going to? OKC, and by the way, in that OKC deal, they would be able to keep Chet Holmgren, they would be able to keep SGA, and they would add Giannis. Now, they would lose your guy Hartenstein. They would lose Jalen Williams, who somehow went 3-for-16 yesterday in the game, shot 18% yesterday. They would lose those guys, but they would gain him. And then they talked in some picks as well. They talked about the Spurs would lose, would keep Giannis, would keep Castle, who was the rookie of the year last year, would keep De'Aaron Fox. They would give up a lot of young pieces that are good players, Johnson, Vassell, he's a good player, and the number two overall pick to bring in Giannis. So which one of those would concern you more? Both teams in the Western Conference, obviously the Spurs, you play a lot in your division. Who would concern you the most, OKC or the Spurs?
Yeah, the Spurs.
People are yelling, I mean, the Spurs.
You put women.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Be and Giannis on the squad, you're going to have a good luck getting inside the three-point line and getting any kind of consistency from him. You know what I mean? Those guys are
and Wimby can play outside.
I mean, they are long, man. That would be a real problem. So I'd say the Spurs, not to mention they're in the state of Texas, and I want those teams to be good, but I want us to whoop their ass every time we play them. So, I would go with the Spurs.
The Spurs, I don't know, OKC, boy, SGA, Giannis, and Chet. That's a scary crew right there. I mean, both of them are giving you ridiculous size on the inside and everything they put together. But that would be a scary thing if either one of those teams, you'd have to look at those teams differently if they got Giannis. By the way, the deal that is looked at here for Houston would be, he reports, Houston would be open to moving Alperen Şengün in a deal for Giannis. I know how much you like Şengün. My man right here is shaking his head all the way. I know how much you like Şengün. Would you be okay with it?
No.
Not even to get Giannis.
I just, when you talked about the deals that the other two teams would make, I mean, if that's the deal, then yeah, I mean, he's off the table for me.
Yeah.
I mean, Jalen Green, Jabari Smith, all the picks, whatever you got to do, there's a deal out there to be made that with Şengün remains a Rocket. Yeah, I'm not. Boy, that would be hard for me to get to move on from Şengün.
My only thing is the fit, right? Because Giannis and Şengün together, I'm not saying it won't work, but there's like is we talked about it earlier, like neither one of those guys are great shooters, right? And now they can do things, and would they be clogging up the lane from each other? Where would one like that? That's my only thing in fit, and then what? What else would you be able to put around them? Because you got to have knockdown shooters to go around them to give them the space they need.
What I like about Şengün, I think, is the versatility. I mean, he's not going to knock down perimeter shots, but he is a guy that can move, a guy that can play away from the ball, a guy that can be dominant on the defensive end of the floor, especially if he's guarding smaller players. I think his versatility puts me in a spot where I think they would work really, really well together. And I think in that moment you can keep your identity. Now the issue is you still don't have the shooting. You know, you still got a problem with that with just perimeter shooting, and you're dependent on a bunch of guys to develop if that is the case, and you're giving away Jabari Smith and Jalen Green, two guys you think could potentially be the guys that develop into those perimeter guys. So that's a little bit wonky for me. I love Giannis. I love the way he plays the game. I love his mentality.
I think he would fit what Udoka wants to do.
Just,
all of that.
To me, it changes everything about the Rockets if you move Şengün and bring him in. I think it just changes everything about it.
Well, with that, also in this report to NBC Sports, as we saw, Houston would be open to trading Şengün, but the Bucks may be higher on a Jalen Green based trade package.
Now you're talking.
Jalen Green, Jabari Smith would be a part of the deal. Also, the Rockets have a lot of future first round picks that they got in the Phoenix deals and the Brooklyn deals. Hell, man, hey, if Milwaukee is like, you know what, we'd rather have the Jalen Green and Jabari Smith package, and I like Jabari. And the Jalen Green led thing, hell, you can have Cam. What else you need? That one wouldn't be. Even though the fit between those two, like I got to make that move, right? Like if that's on the table,
that's the one I'm down with right there. We are depending on the shooting developing with a couple of other guys anyway, or finding it somewhere else. And so I'm in to keep Şengün, deal Jalen Green, deal Jabari, and make it happen.
Yeah. All right, coming up as we continue live here in Katy, it's a little 5 o'clock fire. Little 5 o'clock fire. There you go. There's the Brock Purdy fan. We'll talk about him in a bit because Brock Purdy got paid. How much does that have to do with C.J. Stroud? Also, we'll get you ready for what's becoming a big start for Lance McCullers tonight as the Astros are going to try to win game two of this series with the Rangers. Remember, we're live here. All you can eat crawfish, $30. You're getting off work. Make your way out here to Katy to Stars Sports Bar and Grill. Do so now as we continue to roll through right here live on The Tribe.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.